Well, the legendary Jake and Elwood are back in the building for their highly acclaimed smash hit production, the best Blues Brothers show in the world ever, performing at the Empire Theatre on the 1st of August at 7:30. Good afternoon, boys.
Good afternoon.
So the official Jake and Elwood, eh?
Well, we are now.
Yeah. Are you? Mm. Why have you changed your names?
By depot.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When did you do that? 12 years ago. So we took it a step further, thought, should we get sunglasses on his passport and driving licence? And we got them on there as well.
Really? I didn't think you were allowed to do that.
You're not.
He got special permission.
He did it years ago, and when I joined the band, he says, I want you to get yours on. So, me being a sad Blues Brothers anorak, I went to the passport agency down here.
Dressed as Elwood.
For a wind-up. And they're all looking at me going, who's this lad, you know, what's he doing? So gave them me an application, and I had my shades on. And the woman, I'll never forget the words, she went, nobody on this planet has got sunglasses on their passport. So I just passed his over, because I had his in my pocket. It says, my brother Jake's got a man, ma'am. I was there for 3 hours trying to get this passport picture put on, and in the end they did it, put it on.
I mean, the reason I got him on, I thought, I changed my name by depot, right?
Right.
Because we had a attorney's letter from Dan Aykroyd trying to sue
me. I was going to say, you're allowed to do that.
Yeah, they said they couldn't use the name Juliet Jake Blues. I thought, we're just guys enjoying the music, Blues Brothers, and we just go out as Jake and Elwood, you know, the Blues Brothers show. Anyway, I had this fax come through. Dear Bill, that's my name was before. Can you please stop using the name? So I went and changed it by depot. I thought, well, that's my name now, so you can't stop me. I did it for Daft. I thought, right, I don't look right. I need sunglasses on my passport. So I put them on, sent them off. 2 months, backwards and forwards. One day, came back on.
Well, you know, we couldn't forget who you are, because have you got your names tattooed on your hands there, boys?
Yeah, I forget.
Yeah, it's a dye we use when we go on stage, but I've actually got the Blues Brothers tattooed on me.
Now, for any of our listeners, you may find this hard to believe, who have no idea who the Blues Brothers are, just tell us a little bit about them.
Me? Okay.
Yeah, knows,
the Blues Brothers was originally a band, Dan Aykroyd, John Belushi, Steve Cropper from all the Stax and Volts era, just really handpicked musicians, and they used to go across America doing live shows. There's not many people realise that. And then they got into the movie, of course, and they just revival, really, of bringing all the old soul stuff back to the people, which is what we're trying to do again.
And we ended up doing a gig with the original Blues Brothers. We went down to Shepherd's Bush Empire, as Blues Brothers fans do, dressed as Jake and Elwood. Well, Steve Cropper's seen us both at the front of the stage, and he thought, the worst thing he could have done was beckoned us on stage. I did a cartwheel. He got his harmonica out. And we're doing Everybody Needs Somebody and Soul Man with Eddie Floyd.
So you did a bit of a gig?
Oh yeah.
Is this something you're doing full time now then?
Hmm? Yeah.
Travelling the country?
Yeah.
And further afield, I believe.
Yeah, Poland. We were supporting Gary Moore in July at a big bike festival, which we did 2 years ago. We supported Deep Purple. That's on 19th of July, I think that one is.
Portugal,
and,
that one, isn't
it? Portugal. And then, same thing, we do a lot in Poland, eh? You know, it's fantastic. The young people in Poland love the music. And it's a great family show as well. We did a gig in Darlington last night, and we've got a new guy, a new promoter coming, promoter, manager, really, he's coming to take the show. And he came for the first time to see the show. And he came backstage to me. I said, what do you think? He said, loved it, great. He said, an older lady, a 70, sat at the side of me. And she got, you know, the walking sticks and, you know, the crutches. He says, and everybody's up dancing. And she just said, bugger this, threw the sticks down, got up and started just shaking. And I had to get up and do it with her, you know what
I mean? It's a miracle.
Yeah, we're on a mission from God.
Now, when you're touring around this country, it's a bit of a spectacle, isn't it, when you draw up to the theatre? Tell us about that.
Well, we pulled into Liverpool today, didn't we?
Yeah.
Playing the old blues music, didn't we?
Yeah,
through the tannoy.
People say you can buy everything on eBay. You can, because we bought our tour bus on there. So we've got a tour bus we drive around, and that's painted up at Chicago Penitentiary. It's got bars in the back
window. Which has got history to it, because
me
the
and
Stones
him
have had it, Bowie's had it, Lennox Lewis, they've all had it.
Yeah, we've got the American police car, which is outside the Empire at the minute.
And then we have a Dodge trailer with all the police cars, because on stage we have three police, we did have five, but we can't get more on. We've got three full-size police cars on stage with a big backdrop of Times Square in Chicago. But, yeah, when we pull into town, the music's coming out the top. They say, they just, even police pull up at the side taking photographs.
So they know you've arrived.
Just
they know
a bit. Yeah.
So is it just the two of you involved in the show?
No, no, we've got four bands, the Black Rhino Band.
Right.
Yeah, so we've got three brass. Then we've got the rhythm section, which is five in there. There's eight musicians all together.
Black Rhino.
And we even, as a treat for the Hammond player, he'd not got a lot of money, bless him, because he just lives and breathes his music. I found a C3 Hammond, 1966. I bought him it to get that, you know, authentic
got
sound.
Got it off that sound,
oh,
haven't you?
Beautiful, yeah.
So, Elwood, you're back in your hometown.
Yeah.
Yeah, from Wavertree originally.
Yeah.
Have you played the Empire?
Never. I've always wanted to play there. Even as a kid, I used to go with my mum. Like, me and my mum were big theatre-goers. I seen Bottom Live there, Vic Reeves. And she used to say to me, you'll play here one day. Because I've always been into my music. I thought, nah, I'll never play here. But this is my pinnacle of the entire year, doing the Empire.
Really?
I'm looking forward to this.
Well, I'm sure you're going to have a great audience. Tell us about some of the numbers that you do in the show.
Well, we are going to put some Beatles numbers in. That was my influence, that.
Yes.
but we do Everybody Needs Somebody, all the stuff from the film, all the live stuff they did. We even put some numbers in they never really ever did, but we do it in the style of the Blues Brothers. So people are going to hear music they've probably never heard before. And we've had that, haven't we? People have said, oh, I'm going to go and buy the albums now. And, you know...
We'll kick off the second half with A Whole Lot of Love with the band with the brass. James Taylor Quartet, they did it, and we do a version of that. And there's Too Hard to Handle. Which
just
is,
to show the band
mixed,
off, innit, really.
Mixed with the Jules Holland number, The Hand That Changed Its Mind, which is a bit jazzy, and we mixed it with Too Hard to Handle, which is a bit soul-y, so it's like... So we like moving on, and we're carrying on doing what Jake and John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd did years ago. We're moving it on. And we're just keeping the music alive.
And it's popular, isn't it? You got people turning out in their droves.
We get loads. Do you know when we first started off, you get all the Blues Brothers fans coming dressed, right? You still get a few, but now you get a lot of people who's never seen the film, but the music, and they come. They don't want to dress up as Jake and all, but they want to dance. And last night it was just unbelievable. I mean, how can you not dance to the rhythm and blues?
It's good stuff, isn't it? All good music.
And Elwood, a bit of harmonica playing in the show?
Oh, there's a lot. I've left it in the car downstairs.
There you are.
Oh, I was going to ask you to give us a little
quick
burst.
I've left it in the police car.
How can you see? Well, things I have to put up with.
But apparently you play seven different ones, don't you, in the
show? I do, yeah. I play seven different keys, each different song, and that was a nightmare to start out with because I used to throw them all in the briefcase and then we'd start a number and I'd pick up the wrong key and, You just don't want to hear a harmonica in the wrong key when the band's playing. It's awful.
We met Larry Adler, didn't we?
Yeah, we met Larry Adler, and I'm jealous because he has met Paul McCartney, and he's got his photograph with him in his lounge with his arm round him. And as soon as I met him, have you seen who I've met? I was so jealous. I want to meet him, you know.
People, when the people come around, have you met Paul? I said, it pops in now and again for tea. Is it? You know what I mean? No, we just did a gig with him, and it was like, it was, when Linda was alive. Absolutely, what a gem guy. Give you time. You know, because, like, my mum were from Liverpool, like, and, like, he says, so, you know, and we're just talking, and just no big rush, and he was just really nice guy.
Scotty Rhodey, you were born, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I left when I was 6 months, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, you haven't got a Scouse accent.
No.
Well, when you know, Derbyshire, like, I don't think I could talk till I was four. But, like... But I used to keep coming back to my mum, you know, my mum bringing us back to Liverpool for his holidays, up to 13, and I said, well, where's the beach? They kept taking me to the docks, seeing the sea, but no sand, I couldn't find anything.
This is City Talk 105.9. I'm talking to the Blues Brothers, who are bringing their best Blues Brothers show in the world ever to the Empire Theatre on the 1st of August. Any highlights in the show, lads?
Yeah, me attempting to do a cartwheel.
He does
I'm like
do
a jumbo jet. I need a good runway. So,
well, just paint a picture of yourself for our listeners.
Bless you, sir. Oh yeah. Well, I'm about 18 and a half stone, which I shouldn't be because.
So not the easiest thing in the world to do a cartwheel.
Well, yeah, you've got to throw yourself up there. I'm just a little fat man, happy.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be a fantastic night.
Yeah.
Enjoy. I'm sure Liverpool will give you a great welcome.
Well, they already have this afternoon.
Excellent. Nice talking to you both.
God bless. Thank you.